Nate Marchand, Personal Journal. With Neil securely housed in the mobile studio, Jimmy and I rushed out to Uber Mogura's bridge, strapped in, and donned our helmets. After recapturing two kaiju and a few hours of practice in simulated scenarios, we developed a routine. It was a quick flight to the border village of Panmunjom, where Yongari had resurfaced like he did in 1967. We saw the joint security area in the distance and were able to make out the two-story Panmunjom on the north side and the three-story House of Peace and its sunken garden and the four-story House of Freedom with its smile-like roof on the south side. All of these buildings were flanked by several smaller sky blue cabins.
This is way too close to North Korea for comfort. Yeah, to catch Bulgasari. Don't remind me. The places these kaiju return to. It's weird. Sometimes it makes sense, and other times it just makes me think of Solomon's proverb about a dog returning to its vomit. I think I've said that before. I need new material. Hey, I'd never insult this country by saying that. But from what I hear, is it Yongari actually from the Middle East? With the Hollow Earth passageways, he could go anywhere. Why South Korea? Probably.
We spotted Yongari, and Jimmy carefully landed Uber Mogura about a quarter mile away from him.
Alright, before he picks a fight with Bulgasari and restarts the Korean War, let's nab Yongari. How hard could it be to wrangle this goober?
As if in reply, Yongari roared at us. And fired his horn laser at us. The red warning lights came on.
Did he seriously know where to hit this glorified Bandai toy?
Wannabe Godzilla charged at us.
Jimmy, let him have it! Why aren't you shooting? One lucky shot and he scrambled our controls?
Yongari hit Uber Mogura with his horn like a charging rhino. We kept the mecha on its feet. Barely. Yongari doused Uber Mogura with his fire breath. I felt the heat radiate from the bulkheads onto my cheeks as sweat built up in my helmet and drained into my eyes, stinging them. Thankfully, Jimmy repelled the kaiju with a pair of spiral grenade missiles.
I'm really starting to wish we knew how much ammonia precipitate could knock him out without killing him. Heck, I'd settle for the itching light ray. For real, you? Ugh! We need a new plan of attack. No, Mr. Stark. Something a little more...
A text message with a flashing red exclamation point from Neil popped up on the view screen, obscuring Yongari.
Uber Mogura has a phone number?
Looking in the direction of the mobile studio, I exclaimed,
"Now's not a good time to request room service, Neil!"
Jimmy opened the text message. It said, "You gotta make Yongari dance! I'll shoot you a YouTube music link." There was no link. Another message popped up. "Oops, let me try again." The link appeared. So did another text message. "There! Okay, upload the link to Uber Mogura's CPU and blast the music! Yongari can't resist. Trust me."
Are you kidding? Make him dance? What'll that do? Why? So you can repair the weapon controls and trank him? Okay, sure. He's probably not going to win a yacht at a dance-a-thon, but... There are worse ideas. How are we going to play the music? Oh! Keep forgetting a lot of mechas have built-in speakers for their highly marketable roars. Just tell me what to do! Let's hear that new number one single!
my shock, Yongari paused to listen to the music. After a few seconds, his body twitched to the beat, which turned into hip sways, which turned into arm flails, and finally to full-fledged joyful gyrations.
I'll be a dancing monkey's uncle. What's he angry about now? I think he wants us to dance with him.
I steadied myself as the mecha swayed like a ship on the ocean under my feet.
You installed a dancing program into this thing? Seriously?
Absurd as it was, Yongari danced with Uber Mogura. Just when I thought I'd seen everything. This went on for a few minutes. Good thing Jimmy set the song to loop. Until...
I turned to the view screen, and, with dramatic music playing in my head, I said, Mr. Crane, fire.
Drink darts launched from Uber Mogura's shoulders and embedded in Yongari's skin.
The goofball flinched from the giant needle pricks and froze. His eyes slowly closed as his lids grew heavier. Finally, his arms fell at his sides, and he passed out.
Nighty-night, Yongo!
Jimmy, signal Ricky to send in the drones and take this dancing fool back to the island. Phew. I hope the rest of them are this easy.
Neil bombarded us with texts, demanding to see Yongari. He also said not to pat Yongari because the kaiju had sensitive skin.
If I didn't know any better, I'd think he was in love with this big critter. Or wanted him as a pet. I never stopped anyone before.
Another text message popped onto the view screen. It was marked, Kaguya.
The heck? She's in the room next door! Why is she texting us?
Wait, let me guess. She's hoarse because she's yelled at you about a few problems in your relationship. Like a certain Valentine's Day gift. Dagnabbit, Jimmy.
He tapped a button and opened the text message. It said, I felt the robot shake. What did I miss?
She slept through all of that?
I looked at Jimmy, who just shrugged in reply. Does she have an off switch or something? Wish I could sleep as soundly as she does. I haven't slept well since we started this wild kaiju chase. I don't know if it's the change in the environment, the rock-hard bed, or... anxiety. End journal entry.
MIFV Episode 87 Epilogue, Monster Mash. Starring Nathan Marchand as MIFV Nate. Written by Nathan Marchand with Neil Reby. Directed, produced, and edited by Nathan Marchand. Music tracks included For Her Soul by Ro Taka, The Groose Is Loose by Audio Mocha, and Abandoned by God by Ro Taka. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and created by JP Gant. Our story segments were made possible by the generous MIFV Max members on Patreon, including executive producer Damon Noyes. This is a fan production, and no copyright infringement is intended or implied. All characters, video clips, and audio clips belong to their respective copyright holders. MIFV is a Moonlighting Ninjas media production and a proud member of PodNation. Thank you for listening. Next time, Psycor 2 Electric Boogaloo.